This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Masechta Nedarim, Daf Hashavua, Daf Tes Vav, Amud Aleph. We have an amazing sugya tonight. We're discussing the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. If somebody says, I asur myself to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow, just as an aside, I would not, for myself, I cannot do that right now, make a neder not to sleep today. I'm not going to be doing that today. But if somebody made a neder, I asur my eyes and sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So the isur is today, the stipulation is tomorrow. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, don't sleep today. If you sleep today, you may mess up and violate the stipulation tomorrow. On the other hand, Rav Nachman said, if you sleep today, we're not worried you're going to violate the stipulation tomorrow. You'll make sure not to violate the stipulation tomorrow. The Gemara says, Rav Yehuda, who says that we're concerned that if you sleep today, you might violate the stipulation tomorrow. Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that if you say, I asur tomorrow, if I sleep today, in other words, the Tanai is today, the Isser is tomorrow, that you're allowed to sleep today, and we're not afraid you're going to sleep tomorrow. The Gemara's lashon was, ki loy mizdar betana. When will a person not be careful in a stipulation? Betana avo be'isser mizdar. A person would be careful in a prohibition. Okay, so now we're going to discuss this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nachman. We're going to try to bring rayas to the various tzedadim. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, koidam sha'ani yashen. I aser, that I'm going to sleep, shani mahalach, that I'm going to walk, shani medaber, that I'm going to speak. So the first question is, what kind of neder is this? We already learned that you can't make an iser neder on davar she'in by mamash. V'chulu, hechidami, what's the case? Ilema, if you're going to say kediktani, as it states, shani yashen, mi have a nidra. Is it a neder if you say that you aser that you're going to sleep? V'hatnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Chaymer, actually, v'hatanya, we learned in a braisa. It was quoted earlier on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Chaymer b'shvus, there's a chumra of shvus over nedarim, sh'shvus chal esadavar sheish by mamash. A shvus chal on something that has substance, v'adavar sheim by mamash, and something that does not have substance, ma'she'en kein b'nedarim, as opposed to nedarim. V'shino davar sheim by mamashu, sleep is something that does not have mamashes. Says the Gemara. So what's the case? If you made a neder on sleep straight up, what's the case? The case must be Elo de Amar, Koinam Eini Bishina. You aser, a person says, I aser my eyes in sleep. I aser my eyes in sleep. Okay, so what? He indefinitely said he's never going to sleep. And therefore, right, because the lashon of the Mishnah we're quoting is, then what? We allow you to fulfill that? Because we're just quoting this Mishnah over here, that we're quoting our Mishnah, Koinam Shani Yashin, Shani Medaber, Shani Mahalech. So what? The case is you said you asur your eyes in sleeping? And indefinitely, v'idulayav shira mishav kinale ad avar iser bal yachel. In other words, let's say the guy says, I aser my eyes in sleep. So the havamina is that he indefinitely asers himself in sleep, which means that it's not really possible. So he obviously doesn't mean if he falls asleep. What he means is he asers himself to go to sleep intentionally. Meaning that was the Havamina of the Gemara. When the Makshin said, Elo de Amar koinim eini v'shina, what he's saying is, I aser my eyes in sleep. Obviously, if I just fall asleep, it's not going to be a violation because there's nothing I could do about that. The nether would only be referring to intentionally going to sleep. But the Gemara says that that's not viable. Because if you don't give a shear, we don't just wait and wait and wait until you violate Bal Yachal. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shvua Shal Ishan Shalash Yomim. If somebody takes an oath that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, Malkin Oisai, we give him lashes, V'yashin La'alter, and he goes and he sleeps immediately. Meaning if somebody makes a Shvua that is not feasible, even if what he thought he meant was, okay, I won't intentionally go to sleep, but the words are, I will not fall asleep. So we say, we give him lashes for making a, for Bal Yachel Devaray, V'yashin La'alter, and he goes to sleep immediately. Now, there would be no Bal Yachel Devaray over here if somebody made a neder that he will asr his eyes in sleep. It just means it's not chal. If you look in the Ran, Malkin Oisai, we give him lashes, Mishum Shvua Shav. We give him lashes for a Shvua in vain, V'yashin La'alter, and he sleeps immediately, Amirtz, if he wants, She'in Shvua Chal al Esrei Klal. The Shvua is not chal on him at all. Here also, the neder won't be chal. Now, he won't get lashes. You could get lashes for a shvua in vain. You're not going to get lashes for a neder in vain. You can only get lashes if you violate a neder. But the Gemara is bringing out from shvua is that just like by shvua, it's not chal. This would not be chal. So what exactly is this neder that our Mishnah on Yedarim Ebez is referring to when a guy says, Kainam sha'ani yashen, sha'ani medaber, sha'ani mahalech, hareza b'lo yachal devare. What exactly is that referring to? Says the Gemara, you know what we're referring to, Ela de Amar. He must be talking about where he said, Kainam eini b'shinoi lamachar, I asser myself to sleep tomorrow, Imishan Hayom, if I sleep today. The case must be, he asers himself tomorrow to sleep, if he sleeps today. And now, what's the Bal Yachel Devaray? If he didn't sleep today, then obviously there's nothing to talk about. It must be, he slept today. He fulfilled the Tanai. And yet it's saying that if you sleep today, in other words, the case is, the guy says, I asser myself and sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. If I fulfill the Tanai today, I asser myself and sleep tomorrow. So then what is the Mishnah saying? Is it saying, I'm not allowed to sleep today? Because I might come to sleep tomorrow? It can't be referring to that. Because everybody agrees, I'm allowed to sleep today, and I'm not worried you're going to sleep tomorrow. Ha amrit kol bi isura mizdar. So it can't be saying that if I say I won't sleep today, that if I sleep today, the case can't be, right? The Gemara is suggesting, he's saying, I asur sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. So are you allowed to sleep today? And what the Mishnah would be saying is, don't sleep today, because you might sleep tomorrow. But everybody agrees, I'm allowed to sleep today, and I'm not worried I might sleep tomorrow, because today is the Tanai, tomorrow is the Isser. Ha'amrit, we said, kol bi isurei mizdoyer. Look in the Ran. Ve'ela da'amar, third line, koinam eini b'shinoi l'machar imi shanayayim, mishum deleka l'ukma, ba'oimer koinam eini b'shinayayim. The case can't be, I'm assuring sleep today, di'ihachi pshita, because otherwise it's pashat. Meaning maybe the case is, the guy just says, I assur myself in sleep today, so if he sleeps today, he's over bal yachal. Obviously it's not saying that, that's pashat. Elohachi kamer. What it's saying is, that if I assur in sleep today, lest I sleep tomorrow, yizor shalo yishan biyom rishon tonight, I have to be careful not to sleep today. Kidei shelo yavu dei lo yachel. Right, the first suggestion of the Gemara is koinem eini b'shina lamachar im ishan hayayim. I aster myself and sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. So if that's the case, Ela hachi kamar, yizahar shala yasha in biyam rishon. I have to be careful not to sleep on day one. Shel tanai, kidei shala yavu de layacha. So I don't come to violate Layacha by sleeping tomorrow, which is the day of the Isser, Mishum Hachikatani. That's why it says, not that I'm over Bal Yachel, Harei Zeh Bibal Yachel Devaroi, V'loi Katani Aser, because it's not Aser to sleep today, it's saying, Harei Zeh Bibal Yachel, avoid sleeping on day one, which is a Tanai, lest you come to violate the Isser on day two. Mishum Duloi Misni Lei Shahre Yom Rishon Einoi Aser, day one is not Aser Mitzad Atzmai, Ela Kedei Shalai Yavu B'Yom Shinu. Meaning, perhaps what the Mishnah is saying is the guy says, I'm usher and sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. And what the Mishnah is saying, don't sleep today because you might come to sleep tomorrow and violate Bal Yachel. But everybody says that I'm going to be careful not to sleep tomorrow. V'ha amrit kol b'yisurei mizdayar. Hilkach lay matzis amrit hachi. Therefore, the Gemara says, what does the case have to be? Elopshita, the case has to be the Amar Koinam Eini Bishina Yom. I aser sleep today if I fulfill the tonight tomorrow. Imishan Lamachar. Right, I'm asering sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So what's it saying? If the case is Viloid Naim Hayom, if I didn't sleep today, then there's no problem sleeping tomorrow. Kinaim Lamachar my Bal Yachad Varika. So then what's the case? What is the Hareza Babal Yachel? The case must be that the guy asserts sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. And we're talking about where he slept today. And it's saying, be careful! Be careful! You might sleep tomorrow and violate Bal Yachel. But that means you're allowed to sleep on day one. Like Rav Nachman. Ela lav b'denayim, alma isa denayim. We see that you're allowed to sleep on day one. Meaning, what's the case? The guy aser today if he sleeps tomorrow. Okay, so what's the Bal Yachel? Is the Bal Yachel, if I don't sleep today, there's no Bal Yachel tomorrow. Elamai, it's talking about where I slept today, and it's saying, be careful, don't sleep tomorrow. Well, I wasn't allowed to sleep today, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The obvious question is, well, maybe it's saying where I aser sleep today if I sleep tomorrow, and it's saying don't sleep today. Hareza b'bal yachel, don't sleep today. Let's see the Ran. Elalav b'denayim, it's talking about where you slept. Alma, I see denayim. We see you're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to come
to a suffik of Bal Yachel,
if you want to sleep on day one, lo yam rinan, we don't say dula yashin, you shouldn't sleep, so that you don't come to Bal Yachel. In other words, the case is the guy said, I aser sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. Now, if he doesn't sleep today, there's no issue about tomorrow. Elamai, he did sleep. So if he did sleep, doesn't that show you're allowed to sleep today, and we're not worried you're going to come to sleep tomorrow? It's against Rabbi Huda. So the Ran is bothered by a very interesting question, that why couldn't we then go back to the original proposal where the guy says, I asked her to sleep tomorrow if I slept today. And it's saying, you're allowed to sleep on day one. If you look in the round, my kusha name of the hachi kamer harayza b'bal yachal kolomer mutu alishon b'yom rishon ulhach nesatze b'safik b'al yachal mishon to be sur mizdoyer. That's a kasha the Ran has, a cheshbon kasha. But now the Gemara is saying the case must be where the guy asered himself
today if he sleeps tomorrow. And the Baal Yachel is saying, well, if he slept on day one, you better be careful he doesn't sleep on day two. But he wasn't allowed to sleep on day one. Doesn't that show you're allowed to sleep on day one? V'tiyufta d'Rabbi Yehuda? So the answer is, ki katani de'inayim. Look in the Ran. Ki katani de'inayim. V'adarabba. What it's saying is, if you slept unlawfully on day one, you have to be careful about day two. But you're not allowed to. What it's saying is, if you violated day one, watch out for day two. The Ran says, "V'adarav masnisin hadar Rabbi Yehuda asa ashminan." It's Gufa coming to teach me the din of Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachi katani. What it's saying is, be careful not to sleep on day one. It's saying, "Hariza b'bal yachel devaray." Be careful not to sleep on day one. Di yashin. If you do, then you're gonna very likely violate bal yachel. Karif hu lavu de bal yachel, because you're gonna violate a tnai. The way you read it is, the guy asked to sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. And it's saying, Hareza b'bal yachel, be careful not to sleep today, lest you come to sleep tomorrow. It's Gufa teaching you the din of Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be careful because lo mizdar inish b'tanoi. Okay? So that's how the first approach, how do you read Hareza b'bal yachel? Ravina Amar, Ravina said, La'olam kidiktani. Really, it means Hareza b'bal yachel, the guy asered sleep. He didn't aser his eyes in sleep. He asered sleep. We ask, what do you mean he asered sleep? Sleep is aimed by mamish, it shouldn't be chal. It's not chal medaraisa. Hareza b'bal yachel means it's chal medrabanan. So we're going back to the original understanding. The guy says that Koinam Sha'ani Yashin. I ask her that I'm gonna sleep. For how long? Hayoim. Indefinitely. He asked sleep. He asked sleep. We asked. The first question is, if he asked sleep, is it a nether? It's aimed by Mamish. So Ravina Amar Loilam Kidiktani, Umay Bayachal Midrabanan, Mi Ika Bayachal Midrabanan? Yeah, there is. For example, Vatani, we learned in Abraisa, Dvarma Mutarim, permitted things, Vachirim Nagubahanesar, and other people are Noyige. So let's say things that are Mutar, and some people have accustomed to Asar. I Ata Rashoy Lahatiran Bifneyam. You're not allowed to tell them it's Mutar, you're not allowed to act in that as if it's permissible in their presence. Shenemar lo yachel devarei. This is what is called a bal yachel derabanan, a derabanan dika bal yachel. If you look in the Ran, Ravina Amar lo oilam kediktani kolaymer sha'ani yashan. He said that I'm going to sleep. He answers that he's going to sleep. V'loy ka'amar eini v'shina. It doesn't say he answers his eyes in sleep. Da'af agav d'shina ein ba'mamash, even though shina is not tangible. Ika bal yachel midrabanan. The ashkachna, we find Tana, the Tani midrabanan lo yachel devarei. We find a Tana that teaches that by drabanan lo yachel devarei. Mishum hachi Tana b'masnisin b'nadarim. Therefore, it says in the Mishnah Nadarim, Hareza bal yachel devarei. V'loy Tana aser. It doesn't say aser. Right? Otherwise, it should say aser. Kedik Tani b'shvuos. By shvuos, it says aser. Mishum de b'shvuos aser midina. By Nadarim, it's only Asr Midrabanan, because it's not really Chal. It's Chal Midrabanan, but it's not Chal intrinsically, because you Asr'd something that's not tangible. Now, for how long is he Asr'ing sleeping? I mean, it can't be indefinitely. I guess the pshat is he asked for a day or two, and then he violated it. So he asked a reasonable amount of time, and he couldn't keep to it. So he's over bal yachel midrabanan. Okay. For the next Gemara, I need to explain something to you that you might have a hard time understanding, because you're so good-hearted. But I'm going to have to teach you a thing about the real world. I know you can't relate to such a thing, but there are husbands out there that don't like when their wives go to their parents' house. They don't like when their wife spends time by her parents. I know you can't relate to such a thing. You don't even know what I'm talking about, but just trust me on this one. There are husbands out there. They don't like when their wives are always going to their parents' house. Such a phenomenon. So the guy made a neder. The guy said, if you dare go to your father's house again, you can't get hana. Let's say the guy says Purim time. You can't get hana from me from now until Pesach if you dare step foot in your parents' house before Sukkot. You go to your parents' house before Sukkot, you'll be usher to me until Pesach. Now it's shortly before Pesach. The question is she allowed to get hana from him before Pesach? Hey, you never know. After Pesach, she may end up going to her parents' house. You know, she like just accidentally fell in there somehow, you know? It happens. She didn't even mean to go there. She forgot where they lived and she just ended up there. So, that's the case. Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah. Sha'at nenesli ada Pesach. I make a neder, you can't get hana from me until Pesach. Im telchi lebeis avich ada chag. If you go to your parents' house before Sukkot. So what's this a case of? I'm making an Isser now, based the predicate upon a Tanai later. Now we already said, will a person violate a Tanai? Rabbi Huda says yes. Rabbi Nachman says no, we're not worried that someone will violate a Tanai. So what's the halacha? Halcha lifnei Pesach. If Shitaka went to her father's house before Pesach, then Aser Bahanasa. Ada Pesach, she'll be Aser and Hanab until Pesach, because she fulfilled the Tanai. She's for sure Aser and Hanab until Pesach. But that implies she's only Aser and Hanab if she goes to her parents' house. If she doesn't go to her parents' house, she's Mutter and Hanab. What do you mean? Even if she doesn't go to her parents' house before Pesach, she should be Aser and Hanab, because she'll violate the Tanai after Pesach. You know the day after, on Isru Chag, she's going to go back because for some chametz or something. We're medayik. Halcha lefnei haPesach. If she went to her dad's house before Pesach Asura, she'll be Asur Bahana. Loi halcha, if she didn't go, loi, she won't be Asur. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, halcha lefnei haPesach Asura v'loika. If she went to dad's house before Pesach, then she's Aser to get Hana, and if she does, she's going to get Malkus. Because he made an Eder, you're Aser Bahana. If you go to dad's house, she went, so she'll get Malkus. Loi Halcha, if she didn't go before Pesach, she'll be Aser and Hana, like Rabbi Huda, because likely she'll violate the Tanai. But the Yisr is not an Aser Malkus. Loi Halcha, Asura Ba'alma. Fine. Ema Seifa. Let's say the Seifa. The Seifa says, let's see the Ran actually. Zakta Heligaran Tnan Sha'anenesli. Kalemar Mishali, you can't get enough from mine. Im Telchil Beis Avicha, if you go to dad's house. Halcha, if she goes, Asur, she's Asur. Avaloi Halcha, Aloi. But if she doesn't go, not. Dumuteres Lehanois Kaidam HaPesach, she's Mutter to get Hana before Pesach, calls Man Shalai Telech, if she didn't go. I afagav deshe at nenesli iser. Even though the iser, the prohibition is an iser, and the if you go to dad's house is a tanai, that means that even by a tanai, we're sure that she won't violate it, that a person won't violate a tanai. Ushma mina like Rav Nachman, da afilu b'tanai mizdar, we see like Rav Nachman that a person would be careful even in a tanai. Says the Gemara, what it means is halcha asura ba'ana asai v'loika. If she went, then she'll be asur and hana and she'll get malchus. Kalaymar loika hi. Aval hu ah. Now this is a gaval. This is out of this world. This is out of this world. This din.
We're getting malchus.
What?
What did she do that she's getting malchus?
Ah, gavalde. Good kasha. So what's going on over here? Who exactly gets the malchus, right? He made the neder. He made the neder. He said, if you go to dad's house, you're Aser and Hana. So if she goes and she gets Hana, who gets the Malkus here? Look in the Ran. Loike, she gets the Malkus. Why not him? He's the one who made the neder. Yeah, he's the one who made the iser, but he made the iser on her. So she is aser b'neder. She violated it. She's over bal yachal devaray. She gets whipped. Aval hu eino yloika. He doesn't get malka. Sharei loy aser shum iser. He did not do any iser. Ella shehidira. All he did was he made the neder. So the efshir could be the Tana Nami Ha'ashmina. The Tana is teaching this to me, agavorche, that the iser rests on her but not on him. But the Rambam disagrees with the Ran. The Rambam says when someone makes a neder to aser someone else, and the person eats it, the person who made the neder gets malchus. Aval HaRambam Kasav, this is not part of the legislated Ran, but Reb Pinchas was bringing it up. Aval HaRambam Kasav, Loika Hu, he gets malchus. Shehidira. He made her take the neder. Imhena oisa. If I give you hana, you're violating the neder. So I made the neder. So I get the malchus. Aval he ain't loika. The kivan do loy nadra klal. She didn't make any neder. Loy shaykh ba loy achad varay. The lessa. The Ran says that's wrong. Devadai hu ain't loika. He doesn't get the malchus. So we have a major machloikus rishonim here. That if Reuven tells Shimon, I answer you to get hana from me, and Shimon says, okay, I can't wait until I get hana, because I always wanted you to get malchus, who gets the malchus? The Ran says it's Pashut, the one who made the nether gets the malchus. I'm sorry, the one who violated the nether gets the malchus. Even though you say, well, that's not fair. Shimon's a regular good guy, he's minding his own business, he came to Minyan on time. He left his stupid phone outside. He learned. He was nice to his family. And now he's getting malchus because some other guy made a nether and said, you can't eat my food for breakfast. The Rambam says, that Reuven gets the malchus. Reuven made the nether. So what? Shimon violated it. Reuven's nether was, if I give you hana, you can't get hana from me. So the iser is on Reuven to give hana to Shimon. The Ran says, come on. It's an iser chefza on Shimon. Shimon gets the malchus. Maybe we'll discuss that more in depth. This sugya of who is loike when A asers B. But now let's go to the seifa. Amar Rabbi Abba. Dura. Ema Seifa. Achara Pesach. If she went after Pesach, Bebal Yachel Devari, then you're over Bal Yachel. Again, what's the case? At Nenesli Ara Pesach. Imtelchi lebeis avich arachag. If she went before a Pesach, she's aser ara Pesach. Achara Pesach, if she went after Pesach, then there's an iser bal yachal devarei. Now, what does it mean an iser bal yachal devarei? But who says she got hana before Pesach? Oh, v'idulo yisani v'nei Pesach. If she never got hana before Pesach, mi yikah bal yachal devarei. There's no bal yachal. So must be the case is she got hana before Pesach, and it's saying, he says to her like this: if you go to dad's house before Sukkot, you can't get hana from me before Pesach. If you go to dad before Sukkot, and the case must be she got hana before Pesach. So it's saying if she went after Pesach, she's over bal yachal devari. But it means the case is she went ahead and she got hana before Pesach. But she's not allowed to, according to Rabbi Huda. Because according to Rabbi Huda, if she gets hana before Pesach, we're afraid she's going to violate the Tanai after. Elapshita deshani, alma mishani. You see that? You're allowed to get hana. Utiyufta de Rabbi Huda. It's a refutation of Rabbi Huda. Says Gemara, no. Ki katani, what it's saying is, the E is hani, if she got hana, hareza babal yachal devarai. What it's saying is, when it says, achara pesach b'bal yachel devaroi is in a case where she got hana. It's almost saying she's not allowed to get hana before, because then if she goes after, she'll be violating bal yachel devaroi. It's not saying the case is where she went ahead and got hana, that Saraya, you're allowed to get hana. It's talking about where she did, and it's saying that's why she shouldn't. Look in the Ran on Tesvav and Beis second line. Kikatani deshani hareza b'bal yachal devaroi. Kolaymer v'hi gufa kamashlan. This itself is a chiddush. Tizar milhanis gan pesach. She should be careful from getting hana before Pesach. Kedei so that she emtelech la'achar Pesach. If she goes after Pesach, loy tavi u'dei bal yachal. She shouldn't come to bal yachal. Okay, hopefully tomorrow, regular time, 9:15, okay? Hatzlacha Rabba.
This case, it has to be, it can be extended to a man putting a nether on a friend, or only husband to wife where he can force the nether on.
Yeah, I think any. In other words, I say, I make a neder, I aser my food a neder to you, then that means I can't be mahana you. I think any.
Okay.
I mean, you think about it, by the way, according to the Rambam, Reuven makes a neder against Shimon, Shimon eats it, Reuven gets Malkus, for what? For making a neder? A neder is lav shem by maisa, isn't it? How do you get Malkus for making a neder? Shas has an expression, akimas fasaya masahu. We know that testimony is considered, right? If you testify falsely, you can get Malkus. If you speak lashon hara, you don't get Malkus. Because lashon hara are just words, testimony is more substantial. So what's a neder? You know, is a neder, would you have said that a neder is more than dibur? Could a neder be more than dibur? Okay. Sorry, what?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.